bit disappointed. Obviously, we knew Reading were a good side. They've got some good players. They're a Cat 1 club, so you know they've got the best of the facilities and good catchment area, etc. So we knew what we're up against. So, yeah, a bit bitterly disappointed. Thought we could have got something more out of the game. I've always said that, you know, it's important you don't have any passengers, any Jersey players, and I thought tonight, on such a big occasion like we did have, there was too many passengers, too many players didn't turn up for us tonight, and you'll never win a football game if you have passengers. Never.
I felt that you matched them for the first 45 minutes. How cruel was it to concede just on the brink of half-time?
I thought we did as well. I thought first half we did match up. We competed well. Very unfortunate to concede on 47, 48 minutes. Again, goalkeeper, I thought we could have done a bit better for us. But that's football, you know, we had to accept that. I always say, try and stay in the game. If you come in at 0-0, we can regroup, go back out, and refocus and get back into the game and try and implement our game against opposition. But as you just went and said there, the goalkeeper's made an error for us. We switched off and they've got a goal. So, yeah, it was disappointing to go in 1-0.
What have you learnt from this cup run?
That we've got some good players that were working hard at this academy to develop and bring through the right kind of players. We're progressing as a club and as an academy. That's evident. We have a philosophy that we stick by. So that's the most pleasing factor, is that we're making good strides forward. We've enjoyed the cup run. It's been good to play against some top quality opposition, and so we've learnt a lot from that, and that's always good for the development of the players. I always say that, you know, we want to win, and we want a team full of winners, but it's also important that we you know, we don't lose focus on the development side of it. So if you can get the two, if you can get the winning habit and the development, and you link it together, then I think that's the key, and I think that's what we've done so far this season.
How great of an achievement is it, given the age of the squad, to get this far in the competition?
It's a great achievement, and, you know, I've just used the word development again, and that's going to, you know, give them a great advantage, the 5 or 6, 7, 15-year-olds that we've got in the squad and in the team. So they'll benefit from that coming into next season and the season after that. As I say, it's part of the development, and it's only going to do them loads of benefit. They're going to get rewards for it.